Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
My name is Lily. I'm familiar with the scripture reading, Romans 7th chapter, 14th through the 25th verse. I live my life by that scripture. It's just hard not to use the scripture as an excuse to do wrong because of that scripture. How can I use that scripture in a positive way and apply it into my everyday life?
Well, listen, my dear. The Romans, the 4th chapter, talks about Paul giving you an account of how the struggle of the flesh and the spirit happened once he gave his life to Jesus Christ. And he talks about the good that he wanted to do was hard to do because whenever he tried to do good, evil was there also. I want you to pay attention to this. Chapter 7 and chapter 8 should have never been separated because the whole thought continues on. Paul says this. He says, you know, oh, wretched man that I am, who could deliver me from the body of this death? And that's another story altogether. But he said, who can deliver me? He said, I thank my God that God can do it. And he says, now that I'm not walking in the flesh any longer, there's no longer any condemnation. Because I've learned that the war in my flesh is conquered by my walking in the spirit. The thought is continued in Romans, the 8th chapter, where it says, for there is therefore now no condemnation. I don't live like chapter 7 anymore. There's no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk after the ways of chapter 7 anymore, after the flesh, but now walk in the spirit, because there's another law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from that law of sin and death. So I don't have to carry around that same excuse as to, you know, continuously falling to sin. That's what grace is for. Grace is the supernatural ability to do, to walk away from, to not repeat the things that you did in the natural. Go to God for grace. He'll give you grace and help you in your hour of need. I hope that was comprehensive, dear. But remember, chapter 7 has got to dovetail into chapter 8 so you can hear the end of the story. All right?
God bless.